Well, thanks for joining me. Let's pray. Gosh, this is the highlight of my day. It really is. I enjoy, well, actually Mass is, but this is one of the second highlights because there's something so beautiful about us coming together and praying and just lifting our voices to our merciful Father. I love it so much. You know, every afternoon here at Relevant, you can join us for Mass. You can stream it wherever you are. If you don't go to Mass on a daily basis because of your work schedule, the kids, maybe you could take 30 minutes and go to Relevant Radio's website and just pray. Put it on and spend some time with the Lord. If not, you know, you're welcome here. Please tell others about the chapel. Have them get tuned in. And I'm going to lift up some of your intentions in just a quick moment. And then, of course, 7 p.m., you've got Father Rocky, who will lead the rosary across America. So you've got these beautiful benchmarks throughout the day where you can kind of get reoriented, recentered, and have a lot of prayer, a lot of people praying with you for your intentions. So I'm going to take your calls. If you want to join me, I'll give you the number. I know we quite often have new people who listen and say, you know, I love the chapel, but I'm a new listener. I don't know the number. It's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I want to share just a few intentions. The very first intention today is a big one. It's for Maggie, my producer. Maggie, open your microphone if you could. Today is a great day. I want to pray for Maggie's mother because it was on this day that Maggie's mom gave birth.
Oh my gosh.
To little Maggie Mae. To little Margaret Mary.
Oh, Drew, you're
you
so
know,
kind.
The name Mary, you know, baby names are changing. And the names Joseph and Mary used to be like some of the number one names are no longer, that's no longer the case. And you've got a saint's name, Margaret Mary. I love it.
I do.
How did your mom come up with your name, Maggie? Was there a reason?
Well, yeah. So actually her mom was named Mary Margaret, they liked the nickname Maggie, so they just flip-flopped the names around, and here I am.
I like your name. I can call you all sorts of things. I'm a man. Margaret Mary.
I know.
Or, hey, Mags.
My dad
or Maggie
calls
May.
Me Margie. My brothers call me Mugwumps. Like, I've got a million nicknames.
That's awesome. Well, I want to pray for you today. I didn't get a chance to say happy birthday to you. I've been thinking about it all day, and I just want to say, great working with you. You are a blessing, and God's given you a lot of talent, and it's good to have you here. And before we start, let me ask you, is there anything personally you want us to pray for?
Gosh, I just want to pray for all my family, just for health and healing, whether it be physical or spiritual. My brothers and I all live very far apart, so it's pretty rare that we get together, and I heard the other day that we can all come home for Christmas this year. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no place like home for Christmas, right? It sounds like
right?
a song.
Exactly.
Well, happy birthday to you, Maggie.
Thanks,
and,
Drew.
Looking forward to praying for you now. And of course, I know you've got a lot of celebration ahead. I heard some of the buzz around the studio there.
Oh.
So
it's
going to be a big day for Maggie.
Oh, boy.
I like it. All right. And we want to pray for you. If you want to join us, you're welcome to do that. Mags, we'll be back to also share some of your intentions. You can leave them on our Twitter page. We've been incorporating them. I know a lot of people say, I write to you or I try to get through on the phone lines. I can't. So we're just trying to open another channel of communication. And that's at Drew Mariani Show. All right, that's the show's Twitter page, and put your petitions there, and Maggie will do her best to maybe get them to air. All right, a couple intentions came into me, and I get a ton in the inbox. Believe me, I see them all, I read them all. I can't always write back to every single one, just so you know that, but I do try to bring a few of them to air here. This person says, hey, could you please pray for Ezekiel? He's having some side effects from a recent vaccination. Now has tinnitus. I hope I'm saying that right. I never get that word right. Tinnitus, and is trying to it's driving him insane. I can't imagine that constant humming. I want to pray for another woman I know in Maine. I'll keep her name anonymous, who suffers from the ringing in the ear as well. And if you are listening, I'm praying for you and your husband Joel. So you hang in there, praying for that healing. Another person said, hey, could you pray for the soul of my nephew-in-law? He was deployed overseas 7 years ago, and Drew, he took his own life. I'd like to pray for his heart, body, mind, and soul, and conversion for my husband, as he needs a lot of prayer. Maureen and her husband have tried for years to conceive a child. They finally were given the gift of pregnancy this past summer, and then a few weeks later, Maureen was diagnosed with a brain tumor. The operation to remove the tumor seemed successful, but then they found out afterwards that her cancer is now at level 3, not level 2, as they had hoped, and the doctors are going to start treatment right away. They want to terminate the baby in her womb. They want to terminate a pregnancy because of the radiation and the chemo. It's a tremendous risk for her baby. And I think of St. Gianamola in this case. Let's call upon her intercession. They say this mother needs a miracle. Maureen and her husband have requested prayer specifically for the intercession of Blessed Michael McGivney. He's the founder of the Knights of Columbus. So they're just asking you, and they're asking me to storm heaven with their prayers for a miraculous healing for this mother and for a safe delivery of their child. So we will do that because with God, all things are possible, right? With God, all things are possible. Also, please pray for Haley, a young girl from North Carolina that is in urgent need of a kidney transplant for healing. So we'll lift that up. Jim prays with me today. He's one of my colleagues here. Jim, thanks for screening the phones and for praying and being part of the network. What can we pray for you today?
Yeah, I'd like to pray in Thanksgiving for my mom and brother's recovery from COVID. Also for my wife Erin's upcoming scan, that it comes out clear, and for a friend of mine whose stepdad is dying, for God to have mercy on his soul.
Amen. We'll do that right now, and I want to pray for my daughter, Olivia, who now has COVID. So Mariani family dealing with that issue, and I appreciate your prayers. I need them. All right, and let's pray together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Before we pray to you, I want to bring the souls in purgatory before us. We've been praying them, for them during the Mass and, of course, during the Rosary at night with Father Rocky at 7 Central. But let's pray today again during this month of souls for those who need our prayers, who cannot pray for themselves but depend on us. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first telephone call today from Mary, listening to us in the Garden State in New Jersey. Hi, Mary. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. 2 weeks ago, before my father died, his dearest wish was that I find a good man and make a very good marriage. It's very difficult today to find a good Catholic Christian man. So I'm praying for a good marriage, a sacramental marriage.
Such an important prayer. Mary, you're not alone. I can't tell you how many people I know that are sharing in that same intention and that same prayer. So let's turn to the Lord right now. You know, if you are meant to enter that beautiful sacrament of matrimony, God has that soul. And so often, it's not our time, it's God's time. And I'll share a very quick story with you, just to continue to pray and never to lose hope, especially for this intention, because there was a woman one time who was praying to St. Joseph and seeking his intercession, looking for a spouse. She wanted a chaste and holy man like you do. And towards the end of the novena, she got so frustrated that St. Joseph was not hearing her prayers. This went on for years. One day she was in an apartment, and she was on second or third floor, and she just got so angry at St. Joseph. She threw her novena book right out the window and said, "I'm done with you, St. Joseph. You don't hear my prayers." That thing went out the window, and it hit a police officer right in the head. Well, the guy was furious. He comes storming up to see who's throwing stuff at him, right? Knocks on her door. She opens the door. Well, that police officer ended up being her future husband. So God works in mysterious ways. He really does. He works miraculous ways. So stay the course. Let's pray right now. I pray for bad marriages, troubled marriages, broken marriages. I pray where there's infidelity and woundedness. I pray for those seeking that future spouse, discerning these vocations. And Lord, I just ask for your mercy in this area as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
We'll go to Roy praying with us in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Roy. Good afternoon.
Drew, thank you for taking my prayer request. Drew, I'd like to call on all your prayer warriors for a friend of mine whose wife left their marriage 3 months ago because she said she was unhappy. Drew, my friend, is devastated, and I've been praying with him to get her to return to reconcile their marriage.
Wow, that is tough. Let's pray. Let's do it right now, Roy. I thank you. And let's pray for you, too. I know you didn't ask for anything personally, but I'm going to lift up all of your personal intentions. But, Lord, that's a pain that cuts so deep and hurts so intensely. I just pray for those who are suffering these broken marriages. Several emails have come into me recently with this, whose spouses have not been faithful, who have left, moved on. In fact, one woman wrote to me yesterday and said the same thing. Her husband, after she met him at 19, years of marriage, has left him for another woman. And he says the marriage is irreconcilable. I don't believe that. I believe all things are possible with God. And if it is a sacramental marriage, the Lord promised through the chaplet that anything we ask of it, if it's according to his will, it will be granted. And I believe the Lord wants sacramental marriages together. So, Lord, I pray against any divisive spirit again that is attacking marriage. Anywhere there's woundedness, mistrust, brokenness, Lord, I just ask that you enter in. St. Faustina wrote, she said, you know, a humble soul doesn't trust itself, but it places all of its trust, all of its confidence in God. So that's what we need to do now for these situations. If you're walking that walk, put your trust in God. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Diane listening to us in California. Diane, good afternoon.
Hello, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I'm asking for prayers for my little six-year-old granddaughter who's undergoing a 7-hour surgery today for deformed hands and feet from birth. Oh. And we just pray that she gets through this quickly and recovers successfully.
Let's do that. We'll pray that God be the hands of the surgeons. Okay? I want to lift up your intention in a special way. Lord, you are the divine physician. And I don't understand sometimes the sufferings that individuals or families have to go to. I know it's a great mystery. It's all part of your divine plan. And I just pray right now for Diane, for her granddaughter, this little six-year-old, Lord, that she'd be restored to perfect health. And we thank you for the intellect, for technology, for the gift of medicine. And I ask you to be that physician, that surgeon, guide them. And I pray for prompt and total recovery. I pray for all those facing these types of challenges as well, facing upcoming surgeries, facing all sorts of trials that just seem overwhelming. I give them to you as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, and as I said, Maggie monitors our Twitter account. A lot of prayer intentions, of course, coming in through that. You can put your intention there, at Drew Mariani Show. It's a Twitter account. You can email us, Drew at Relevant Radio. You can go to Relevant Radio and put your intentions there, too. So lots of ways to get prayers into us. And for prayer, Maggie, what's coming in today?
Well, we got an email a little bit earlier from Dominic in Mount Prospect, Illinois. He said, I'd really like to lift up my friend Gail. Gail has recently been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer that has spread to her brain, liver, and bones. She's a beautiful soul, always giving and caring and taking care of others. So he says, her husband Jeff is disabled from a bad stroke from some years back. And also, while taking care of her husband, she was also taking care of their son, Kevin, who they lost in December of 2019. So Gail really needs some help. So let's pray for her and her family. We also got another message from Tony in Pleasant Grove, California, saying, Drew, I listen to your program whenever I'm in my car. I also pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with you. Praying has led me to recognize God's mercy. This is why I'm asking for prayers for my son-in-law, Mark, that he might open his heart to God's love, embrace his gift of fatherhood, the meaning of married life, and to stop drinking. Mark needs a lot of prayers. Thank you for all you do. that just breaks my heart.
I know. I think of, they say prayer is the best weapon that we have. It's the key to God's heart. And sometimes you have to speak to the Lord, not just with your lips, but with your heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what saying it was. It's a certain occasion, you should only speak to God with your heart. And I just love that. So that's my advice to that individual. What else is coming in, Meg?
I've got a couple of tweets here. Jose is asking for prayers for George, who's battling with cancer. He says that after he got COVID, this condition worsened for him. Kamani is asking for prayers for a friend, Yachi, in hospice care. Lung cancer has spread to her brain. And for their son and son's girlfriend, they're going to have a baby in December for a healthy delivery for that first grandchild. And then Elizabeth is asking for prayers for her great-nephew, who is 2. He was recently rushed to Comer's Children's Hospital with breathing problems. So let's lift all of those intentions up.
You got it. We'll add Cindy to this decade as well. She's praying in Illinois. Hi, Cindy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Yes, I'd like to pray for my sister, Patricia. Patty is 3 years post-mastectomy. She just recently had another mammogram, and there came up a questionable spot on it. So she's feeling pretty bad, and I just want to pray for her and her family. I lost my husband 12 years ago, and she was there for him. And I just don't want them to go through what my children and I have gone through. And I just... She's a wonderful, wonderful Catholic woman.
Oh, Well, Cindy, I'm glad you got through today. I am. All right, we're going to pray for you. I know this hurts you, but I know your love is deep for her, and I know God hears the tears that you're shedding, and he hears all of our prayers, and I'm so glad that we can all pray for you right now. Pray for your sister, Patty. Lord, I give you Patty. I give you every intention that Maggie has brought forward, all that have come into the show, come into the Rosary Across America, that come in to this network, and all those who are united with me now. And I just ask for your mercy today. Open those torrents, those floodgates of your mercy as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our final call comes today from Marathon, Wisconsin. And it's good to have, is it Gordon that's online with us here? Gordy, good afternoon.
Yes. Yes, thank you for taking my call. My prayer request is for all of those who are suffering from COVID, for those who have lost family members to COVID, and especially for our youngest son, Patrick, who is near death from COVID. It will only be a miracle that will save his life.
All right, well, Gordy, let's pray for that miracle, okay? I believe in him. I do. We've seen it happen all the time. And this is such a powerful prayer, especially for the sick and the dying, you know, and if this is the doorway, the threshold in which the Lord will allow him to come into paradise, and then we pray for the Lord to meet him as a merciful Savior. But I'm not going to do that. I want to pray for miracles. And Lord, I just give you this man. He prays for all those who are suffering with COVID, especially his son. And Lord, I just pray for Patrick right now. And I believe in the power of this prayer and the sacrifice of your son. And I just ask for your greater glory as a testament to the power of this prayer that you've given to us at this time. That from the moment of these prayers, that his condition now change, his health be restored, and Lord, that we can give glory to you for your great mercy. And I re-echo that prayer for all who are now crying out to you, Lord. Hear their prayers as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Gerard Majella,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you all for praying with me. Look, I just want to leave you with this thought. I'm going to ask you to stay with me, because when I return, I've got some really exciting news to share. I think you're going to really rejoice in this with me. At least I hope you do, because I believe so profoundly, so deeply, so completely in the power of prayer to disengage evil and to change things for the better. When I return, Father Rocky will be joining me. We've got an update and some good news for you. That, straight ahead.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, thanks for joining me today. We've got some great news for you. Exciting news, I think, personally. And our chief executive officer, Father Rocky, will be joining with me in just a moment. Maggie, just let me know when he's here. I don't want to give too much away beforehand. And I do want to get you plugged into something. You know, we talk about prayer. Throughout the day, you can pray. You know, of course, we have the Mass, the highest, the most powerful prayer we can offer, the representation of Calvary. But then, you know, Sister Lucia de Santo said the rosary. She had said, this is 17, 18, maybe 40, or maybe even when she was in the convent, she was talking about how this prayer is the second most powerful prayer. And I would argue also the rosary. They go hand in hand, don't they? These are beautiful prayers that we can pray. We pray the chaplet every afternoon at 3 Central. We pray the rosary every evening at 7 p.m. But Relevant Radio has also been involved in a campaign to help promote the Memorare. And this is a secret little prayer that saints loved. I remember Mother Teresa, she called it the never-fail quick novena, right, for speedy assistance. And if you are ever in a situation where you need an answered prayer quickly, then I would suggest that you pray the Memorare, all right? She would, this would kind of be a rapid-fire weapon of her, just consisted of 10 Memorares, not 9. Yeah, 9 is normally a novena. Normally you do them for 9 days, but she always threw that extra novena in there. And if I have time, I'll share with you a few of the great stories that the Memorare has brought about for Mother Teresa of Calcutta. But the Memorare is a beautiful prayer. It's to our Blessed Mother. And, you know, I would ask you to send it, to share it to others. You know, you have the miraculous conversion of Alphonse Ratisbonne. He recounted where on the site he witnessed the power of Our Lady and how it brought about this radical conversion in his life. The Memorare is one of these great prayers. Dates all the way back, I believe, to St. Bernard of Clairvaux. He had this deep devotion to the Blessed Mother. And, you know, people attribute the prayer of the Memorare to him, but in actuality, it was probably popularized by a different Bernard, a Father Claude Bernard, who lived in the early 17th century. He was a French priest, worked a lot with condemned prisoners, and his job was to evangelize to them, to lead them to repentance. And so that when they died, you know, they'd be brought to the Lord. They would face a more merciful judge than they would face here on the earth. And he would teach this prayer to these men. And, you know, the conversions were pretty profound. He actually wrote a letter to Queen Anne, the wife of Louis XIII, and told her that, you know, that he was at one time deathly ill and in fear for his life. He prayed this prayer. He prayed the Memorare. And instantly, he received this miraculous healing. And for some reason, he didn't feel he was worthy of a miracle, so he attributed it to natural causes. A few days later, he went to visit an Augustinian brother, and the brother told the priest that he had had a vision of the Blessed Mother and that Mary had a message for him. And then Mary told him that his illness was cured through that prayer of the Memorare. So when you invoke the Mother of God, incredible things happen. We've been doing it here at Relevant Radio ever since we began our pledge drives, and we've had historic, record-breaking pledge drives. It's not a credit to anybody behind the mic. That's a credit to God's mercy and to the intercession of the Mother of God. And we've been praying for another calls, one that I think is of paramount importance. And here to explain a little bit of what we have decided to do, where we are, and to share some really good news with you is our executive director, Father Frank Hoffman. You know him as Father Rocky, and you can catch him every night, 7 p.m. for the Rosary Across America. Father, congratulations. Great to be here with you today to celebrate some good news.
Sure, it's great to be with you. You know, I'm driving in traffic in Chicago, pulled over because I just got a little notice on my app that we just crossed the threshold of 400 million memoraries.
Amazing.
Since we started this about 10 years ago, praying for an end to illegal abortion in our country. And so this is amazing. You know, last time I called into your show for a market like this, do you remember where that was? That was when we crossed the 200 million mark.
Yeah,
remember when that was?
Yep. That had to be, what, 2 years ago? How long ago was that?
Well, it was right before everything shut down for COVID. I was on top of the Notre Dame Hotel in Jerusalem at night.
Oh, I do remember that vividly. Yep. I remember that. That was December.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, so I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us every day. Every hour, we pray the memorare for an end to abortion. When we started it about 10 years ago, I didn't know how many it would take. But sooner or later, we're going to see this terrible law reversed in our country. And laws do affect behavior. I remember years ago when they reduced the speed limit from 65 to 55, everybody slowed down. There are fewer accidents, fewer people killed, and lower consumption of gas. So laws do change behavior. And if we can change this law through the Supreme Court, this is going to be a great thing. So I want to continue to ask our listeners to join us every day, and whenever they hear the memorare on the air, turn up their microphone and pray. Because you and I, we've both seen the power of prayer.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So, you know, give me some perspective on this. Give us all some perspective. And we've been praying the memorare, and we know that Mother Teresa, St. Bernard, I mean, all the saints that have devotion to our Blessed Mother have loved this prayer, and they've saw the fruit of it. You're also praying the rosary at night at 7 p.m. Central, and it's for the calls to end abortion as well. So you were kind of taking a two-pronged approach. That's really more than that if you think about it. But we're invoking Our Lady, really, as we saw in Mexico, vanquish the culture of death down there over the airways, praying the memorare on a daily basis, multiple times, and of course the rosary at night. We got a big case coming up in December the Supreme Court's going to look at. What do you think, Father? What do you think is looming? How effective are these prayers?
I'm always an optimist. I always live in hope, and only God knows for sure. You know, he's not going to reveal this here on earth, but there's so many positive signs that seem to be correlated with the more we pray, the better things go. I'm very hopeful for what's setting up in the Supreme Court right now to have a constitutional revision here, because there you can do a word search on the U.S. Constitution. You'll never find the word privacy, and you'll never find the word abortion, right? So that's something that the Supreme Court made up in 1973. That's happened before with other cases. Supreme Court justices are not infallible. And so we started praying this years ago, but 4 years ago when we did the merger with Immaculate Heart on the West Coast, I said, well, you know, now that we're reaching 120 million people, let's see what this baby can do. Let's see if we do a memorare on air every hour. And we get the Arbitron ratings out of Los Angeles, so we get a pretty good idea of how big our audience is at any one time. And we make an assumption that if you hear it on air, you're going to join us in that memorare. And sometimes people say, well, you really shouldn't count things. Well, I think most people do count things that are important to them, right? They count, certainly the baseball teams, they count the strikes and the balls, and so do the football teams, and so do the bankers. And just about anything that's important to you, you count. Now, it really comes down to the quality of the prayer, not the number of the prayer, but imagine if they're all quality prayers. And we're begging the Blessed Mother to intercede at this moment in history, as she's done before in history. We've seen that, right? At the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, at Guadalupe in 1531, at Fatima in 1917, on May 13th, 1981, when John Paul II was shot and he should have died, but he didn't, because I'm sure Our Lady interceded for him. So that's what's going on. We've hit that number, 400 million. If things keep going well by August of this year, maybe by July, we'll hit 500 million. We expect the Supreme Court to release a very important decision at the end of June. I've always wondered, you know, what's the proper reparation for the sin of abortion? It is one memorized at 10. Is it a mass? Is it the Stations of the Cross? Only God knows, right? There's since abortion started in our country in 73, how many has it been? 60, 70 million defenseless innocent children?
Yeah, yeah.
Their lives have been taken. How many lives of mothers and fathers have been ruined too because of the sadness and the despair and all the rest? And, we need to beg God's mercy and Our Lady's intercession at this moment in our history.
Yeah, no question. And we're going to see the fruit of it. You already are. I mean, I've talked about this in the past on the air. Ever since this campaign has begun, we've seen pro-life laws being enacted in states. We've seen, pro-life justices being appointed. I said in the very beginning of the broadcast that, I often believe it's darkest before the dawn. Sometimes the battle rages the most intense before the victory. I know we're going to win. Good always conquers evil in the end. And I want to invite everyone to join us. Join us for Memorare Now. Join us throughout the day. Share this with others. Pray the rosary every evening. That is definitely a prayer. It's a chain that binds the evil one and Satan, and it's Our Lady who will ultimately crush his head. I never asked you this, Father. I'm just curious, as you're talking about the Memorare and the campaign that was underway, how were you introduced to the Memorare? Is this a prayer you prayed when you were a kid? I mean, how did you learn the Memorare,
right?
And what motivated you to pray?
Good question. I wrote a book years ago called For Immediate Assistance, Pray the Memorare. We're going to hopefully re-release it coming May, and we're going to retitle it called The Memorare Moment. So my earliest memory of this prayer is that when our family would go on vacation, the Hoffman family, we'd all get in a station wagon. Remember those old station wagons?
Oh, yeah.
They had four doors and then a gate in the back, and yep, they had like wood on the side, and we crammed all 10 of us in there. And as we're backing down the driveway, my father would lead us in the Memorare, and then he'd invoke Our Lady of the Highways, and we'd say, pray for us. So we only prayed it like once a year, and that's like when we were going on vacation. So I wondered, if the title Our Lady of the Highways even existed. And yeah, it was kind of released in 1954, which was a Marian year throughout the world. And in the United States, various states put up marble statues of Our Lady next to expressways. And up in northern Michigan, near Petoskey, near the Mackinac Bridge, there's a Franciscan shrine called the Cross in the Woods, and there is a white statue to Our Lady of the Highways. So then when I joined Opus Dei, when I was, a young man, I found out that we had a custom in Opus Dei to pray a Memorare each day for the person in Opus Dei who needed the most. So that really resonated with me, because that was like what I grew up with in my own family. But where it really took off is when Mother Teresa died in 1995, 1996, a book was released posthumously about Mother Teresa called Mother Teresa in My Own Words. And I was living in Pittsburgh at that time, and the bishop of Pittsburgh at that time, Bishop Worrell, who was later be Cardinal Worrell, made sure every priest active in the diocese had a copy of this book, Mother Teresa in My Own Words. And she has a paragraph in there where she tells about how she started her work among the poor and the dying and the lepers in Calcutta. And she didn't have a building, and she didn't know anyone, and she didn't have any money. So she decided to pray 85,000 memoraries to get a building. And after one day, she realized she couldn't do it herself. So she taught it to the people who worked with her, even if they weren't Catholic, because you can pray that prayer even if you aren't Catholic. And even before they got halfway through, a big building was theirs, and their work was launched. So I've used that before. We've used it at Relevant Radio to the Blood Drives. I've used it to help schools get started or to grow or get turned around. And I said, okay, well, now let's go for the big thing and see if we can use a mountain of memoraries, a waterfall of memoraries, a tsunami of memoraries to overcome this thing of legal abortion in our country.
I love it. Well, I am confident. I believe so deeply and intensely in how prayer can change things. So I know that this is all part of it, and I think it's one of the reasons God raised up Relevant Radio. I think it's one of the reasons why we're doing this. Your rosary at night, though, too, Father, I want to mention that, because that's another incredibly powerful prayer, especially for life. We need to invoke Our Lady for this cause of life. What's happening there? How can people participate with you in the evening?
Sure. Every night at 7 p.m., we have the Family Rosary Across America, and we get many intentions, right? So end of abortion is not our only intention, because for most people, that's not number one on their mind. What might be number one on their mind is that they've got pancreatic cancer. I've got some friends in Wisconsin right now. They might lose their priest who's here from another country and doesn't have his green card. So that's on their mind. Or, you know, a mother who's expecting that might be on their mind. But anyway, that's kind of always in the background or front and center. And so, yeah, we do the rosary every night at 7 p.m. on Relevant Radio, on 197 stations across the country, coast to coast, and on our website and on social media and all that. And a lot of people join in. And, you know, we're not anxious about this. We're just steadily praying day by day by day because Jesus told us to pray and pray always. And I know the more you pray, the better things go.
Amen to that. Well, Father, thank you for the leadership. Thanks for this Memorare campaign. Such an incredibly powerful and beautiful prayer. And for leading the rosary as well. We're on the winning side. I'm convinced of that. In the end, life will be victorious. Good will conquer evil. And I just want to invite others to do the same thing. Please tell others about the rosary, about the chaplet. Please pray the Memorare when you hear that prayer on the air. And hopefully you and I, Father, will be celebrating soon. Right? The 500th millionth Memorare.
That's 100 million.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine?
Unbelievable. you were in the Holy Land. When was it when we hit 200,000? Was it March or was it December that you were on that rooftop?
It was early March, 2020.
Early March. That's right.
I thought it shut down.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice, Father. I think good things are looming. I appreciate you being with us. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Hi, Drew Mariani here. Hey, I am traveling to the Holy Land in February with our underwriting sponsor, Nativity Pilgrimage. Information is available at relevantradio.com/Holy Land. That's relevantradio.com/Holy Land.
I'm just a traveler on this earth. Strap my heart behind the pocket of my shirt.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
He's got such a good sound, doesn't he? Really, I like that. Maggie, good call. And, of course, Chris Stapleton. I think he just won Album of the Year for the Country Music Awards, but deserves it. It's good to be with you today. Thank you for joining me. It is always great to share. I always love talking with Father. I always love this campaign of prayer. It's so good to engage in it and to see victory. Father was sharing with me, he was in Israel. He was on a rooftop. It was late at night when he called me. You know, pretty big time difference between the central time zone where Relevant Radio's national headquarters is located and where Father Rocky was. But I remember that starry night when he called and he joined us to celebrate those memoraries. Yesterday, speaking of the Holy Land, I had an opportunity to speak with Father Haney. We talked a little bit about some incredible finds been discovered this past year in Israel. You know, some really great things. They found the dance floor where Salome did her dance that enticed Herod, and he gave up half his kingdom. They found purple dyed cloth, and Father explained the process that takes place in order to get that dye. You know, came from shells. It took thousands of these. It was such a rare thing to have. They found cloth dated all the way back to the Davidic period, the time of David, and a lot of other great finds too. They even found a Byzantine church with an inscription that reads "Christ born of Mary." So it seems that the soil, the earth, the land of Christ, continually is giving up, you know, more of its secrets, and I love it. And I was thinking about this today. I work with a man named Bob here, and he gave me a call. We were talking. I said, you know, it really is amazing. I feel bad for the country of Israel because, you know, COVID has really impacted that nation in a profound way. They rely on tourism. It's one of the big sources of income for the country, and people from all over the planet visit it. Of course, this small Jewish state is one of the most heavily vaccinated countries in the world, and the Ministry of Tourism announced that now foreign travel groups will be allowed in as long as you're vaccinated. They don't require you get the booster, but there will be some restrictions. And the Times of Israel, unlike, you know, individuals, groups of 40 won't require a vaccine in the past 6 months, but participants, you know, they can't mix with others, and those without boosters, you got to carry regular, you know, your COVID test. So a lot going on. I don't know if you've ever thought you know, about visiting the Holy Land. It's a holy place. You know, when I was doing documentaries, I had the ability to travel the planet. I prayed before weeping statues. I was present in the jungles when the Virgin Mary appeared. Some of the most holy, the holiest place on the planet to me really is the place where sin was conquered, where Christ hung on a cross for us. You know, where death was vanquished, where the gates of heaven were thrown open. And it's a special place, Calvary. But even, you know, maybe, you know, you're praying for that spouse, or maybe you're even, you know, I want to renew your marriage vows. There's always Cana, the place where the wedding feast where the wedding miracle took place, where Christ's first public miracle unfolded. I've invited today the President of Nativity Pilgrimage. You can find more about him and what he's doing at nativitypilgrimage.com. And it's great to have Khalid Jacob with me today. He goes by Jacob. And I thought we'd get an inside look at what was happening in Israel as a result of COVID. I know many people long to go there. And what looms for Christmas? What looms ahead for Advent? So many people love to get over there for these holy times of the year. And my understanding is that Jacob was actually born in the same place Christ was born. He was born and raised in Bethlehem. Jacob, good to have you here today. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Drew.
Wonderful to talk with you. So I understand you were born and raised in Bethlehem. Tell me a little bit about that. Well, tell me about Shepherd's Field or even Jesus' birthplace. I mean, you are a native there. I'd love to have somebody, I'd love your perspective. I mean, what's it like to always be surrounded by that? For a visitor, it's all, you know, it's an awesome, striking experience for them. For somebody who's around it, sometimes, this is where Jesus was born. What's it like? Tell me a little bit about Bethlehem and what Israel's going through right now.
You know, Bethlehem, let me tell you, first of all, it's an honor for me to be with you, and especially on Relevant Radio. Bethlehem today kind of struggling. Most of our Christian community in Bethlehem, our income come mainly or direct or indirect working with pilgrims. As we guide them, we work in souvenir shop and workshop and hotels and restaurant. So almost 80% of the family affected by COVID-19. So they've been kind of with very low or none income since 18 months. The city, they prepared for very big Advent and Christmas this year. They're going to start by lighting the Christmas tree before the Novona. And I believe they're going to have some international choirs to sing outside the Nativity Church. So I hope and pray that things going better. Israel today, they issue a new statement. They make it less, or it's a lot easier than before, requirement to go to Israel. They allowed the antibody to go first time. They allowed the vaccinated above 180 days to go. So we have some good news. So we hope and pray that tourism go back to the country as soon as possible. Feeling for Bethlehem, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go right ahead. I was just following up on what you said there. I think about the experience itself. I mean, the Holy Land is sometimes called the fifth gospel. I've been there twice. It's an extraordinary place. What is it about being there that brings this reality of faith to life? And of course, we could start in Bethlehem, but there's so many holy places.
You know, to born in Bethlehem, that means automatically you become disciple for Christ. It's not option, it must. You know, we must welcome pilgrims. We must talk about the Lord. We must have every day the joy of Christmas. So when you buy anything in Bethlehem, they tell you Merry Christmas. It's responsibility. It's an honor to be born in Bethlehem, to live there. I have my two brother and sister, my parents, they live there, and I go two or three times at least a year. You know, it's very special to share the gospel, to share the experience of the Christmas capital in the whole world. All the world eyes go to Bethlehem Christmas. We announce that we have the Lord from the Church of Nativity. So it's very special feeling to be there, and more special if you are born there and you are kind of native.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, outside of all the spiritual, I love the food. I love the baba ganoush and the tabbouleh, the hummus. I mean, I just love the food over there. Do you miss that?
Oh, big time. But, you know, at home I have my wife. She's a good cook, so that's not being missed too much. But there's a lot of things that's missed, like the shawarma, the, you know, the a lot of things you could not get it here. Yeah. The taste of the beef, the taste of the lamb, you don't get it right outside the Holy Land like anywhere else.
Well, look, I'll have to have you back, Jacob, because we only had a small window to talk today. I'm grateful for your time. I know I'm getting close to the news, which is coming up in just a second here. But if people want more information, they want to get connected to you, what's the best way to do that?
You know, they can go to relevantradio.com/Holy Land, and they are more than welcome to call the office here direct. It's going to be on... and enjoy, you know, the mission of Nativity is to bring people to meet the Lord. You know, we get them to the Holy Land and other holy sites to build strong relation with the Lord. So the best way to contact us to visit the website or to call us here.
All right. Hey, keep up your wonderful work. Thank you for being here.